Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware and Bad Axe and Orion Physical Therapy.
When you work outside, when you play outside, you need a tough, durable smartphone. Check out the Cat S48C. Built with the same ruggedness of Cat equipment, this smartphone is waterproof, withstands drops in dust, screen breakage, and has long battery life. This September, Thumb Cellular has a great deal for you. Choose a Cat S48C and receive a free Cat power bank, a $65 value while supplies last. Plus, get a free month of service. And for the Samsung fans, save $100 on a Galaxy S9 Plus or Galaxy Note 9 while supplies last, plus a free month of service too. In fact, anybody who upgrades their phone, adds a line, or switches to Thumb Cellular this September will get a free month of service. So go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more details or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular and find out why they're the talk of the Thumb. Deals are valid through September 30th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that too. By being sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Welcome back to Claude Marsh Field. Kurt Dameron and Stephen Kaczynski just about closing up our post game as we look at some upcoming games and what's going on around the league. But upcoming for the Lakers, September 20th at Cass City with the Red Hawks.
Yes. The defending league champ, and obviously, you know, every team, they. Mm-hmm. Their goal is league title.
Oh, yeah.
And Lakers took a big step towards a league title tonight, and they can take an even bigger step towards
right.
The title. If they can go and they can beat the defending champs, and they will create some separation and be looking good towards the end of the season there if they can go and win that ball game.
Well, I don't see Cass City starting out like Bad Axe. I don't see a two quarters of a ground game. Cass City is going to put that. The very first play might be a pass
play.
They
will push. Yes.
They're going to put it in the air, Cass City. So we're just letting Chandler Pulaski, the Red Hawk, back in the studio
right.
know
yeah.
that, you know, this ought to be a good game. So don't go making too many bets too soon.
Right.
It should be another close
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
And I don't know who the game of the week is. Clark will be back from the Bahamas yep. after he dropped Sparty off in Lansing to bring you next week's game yep. of the week. But back to Cass City and Lakers. That's going to be interesting. Because that was, again, we saw two teams that were a lot alike, Cass City and
yes.
Lakers. We're going to see two teams that are, at least I think, a lot different.
Yes. Yeah,
the
air
attack of Cass
yes.
City is going to come out. Not that Lakers can't do that mm-hmm. if they want to. I mean, Verberg's got all the weapons.
Right. It's just one coach has an idea of what he wants to run. The other
yeah.
coach has a completely different idea. And kind of like we saw tonight, mm-hmm. both coaches are going to – both coaches are going to stick to their game plan for the most part for as long as they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'd say Cass City, they just have – they have a – like we saw in their week one, they lost to Montrose. But they were in that game, and they battled with a very good Montrose team in game mm-hmm. one. That is a tough squad. That is going to be a tough game for Lakers.
When you look at a game as it starts out tonight, you look for a weakness someplace on the field. As a coach, I've been there as a coach. You're looking for where is the one
Absolutely.
Or two players? Did they stick a couple guys that just couldn't get down the speed or the strength to be in the defensive backfield? There was no place weak tonight to pick on.
Nope.
Both teams, every player in every position was solid.
Yeah, every single player did their job. It's when that happens, those defenses, and like I said, usually you're going to have a weak link here, and there you're going to have a weak spot. Could be your secondary. Could be one side of the line. Both defense tonight, there was none of that. Both lines showed up huge tonight. Both lines in the trenches. Like I said, the game was going to be won in the trenches. And look at that last drive. Yeah. Both lines did fantastic tonight, and it really made for one heck of a game.
As a coach, there's no more difficult game to call when you don't have a weakness to pick away on. Thankfully, nobody was injured tonight.
Right.
They kept their starters on the field for both sides. I'm sure there's going to be some major bruises and bangs. There's going to be some slow-moving players tomorrow. You know, this could have been a wrestling match if the WWF didn't have anything to do tonight. We'd have brought Bad Axe and Lakers to the arena.
Yeah, if you walk away from a Bad Axe Laker game with no bruises, you did something wrong. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah.
That might sound a little odd, but if you come away unscathed, that's something was wrong there.
Something was wrong. Yeah. That's and they were definitely doing it. But
absolutely.
It was nice to see the sportsmanship afterwards.
Yes.
So Lakers, here we go. September 20th in Kansas City. Now the two games. Bad Axe against USA next week, Lakers in Kansas City. What's going to be the closer match, do you think, of the two?
I think it's going to be Lakers Kansas City.
Yeah.
I think looking at this, Bad Axe really was controlling this game in the first half, and they very easily could have come out the win, and now they're looking here, they're sitting here, they lost this game.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be angry, and I think they're going to come out, and they're going to put it to USA. I think with Lakers in Kansas City, that is going to be – it's early in the year, so, I mean, the league title is not going to be won next week.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wins that game, they're going to take a big step, and they're going to separate themselves from the rest of the pack. So, I mean, what else do you need to get up for a game like that?
Yeah.
You know, we have, taken league title implications into it again. I think the closer game will definitely be Lakers-Kansas City there.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think Bad Axe will – I think Bad Axe is going to come out. They're going to show up next week. I think they're going to put it to USA a little bit, and I think Kansas City Lakers will definitely be closer.
Well, I was guessing the other way around. I was thinking Bad Axe in USA because both of them are just – they got to be angry. If that isn't I just see the USA Patriots not starting the running back from the 2 yards behind the quarterback,
right.
But backing them up about 10 yards because they're just going to be mad,
right.
And they're going to run that ball as hard as they can at Bad Axe. Of course, the Bad Axe line, that's like running into a cement wall.
Yep.
But USA is going to be stubborn.
Yep.
They're going to play hard. They got to air it up.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to tell you right now, you're not going to sit here and run on what Lakers had ought to offer tonight. Bad Axe, everything they dished up, Bad Axe ate.
Right.
So USA, they're going to have to do what Cassidy is going to have to do, put the ball in the air early. And if you want a slugfest, good luck because
they'll wear you out. Right. I just think that – looking at Bad Axe and USA, they're struggling. Their defense is, their defense has given up some points so far this year, the first 2 weeks. And Bad Axe is going to come out. I think that between Clancy, between Tulaski, between Blackstock, I think that scored four. They're averaging 40 a game the first two. They came out and scored 14. I think that offense is going to come alive next week. I think that USA is going to be playing from behind quite a bit. This defense is fantastic.
Yeah.
That does not
play
well.
Playing the Bad Axe, the tough Bad Axe defense. Anybody.
And playing behind against a great defense that does not bode well. That's not a good recipe for success. I don't think it's going to be a 48-0 win. I think we can definitely see Bad Axe winning by a few scores. Where I think Kansas City Lakers is going to be 7 point.
Patriots are going to need to stretch it out. They can't. They can't stay in with the tight wing formation and battle it out in the trenches.
Right.
So even and their offense, if they got to run a tight formation, they're going to be in trouble.
Yep.
They're going to have to spread it